That's the last of it. Thanks for helping me out with the chores today. It's not easy moving all these apples for the centaurs, even for a girl like me. No, really, it's true. Just because I have more muscle don't mean I don't get tired. Oh, don't worry about it. You're the first person to think being muscular makes you some kind of superhuman. We all have our limits, which is why I need as many employees as I can get here. Whew. Have I ever told you that you're a big help? Why, you put so much effort into your job, got the demi-human standing here to take a shine to you real quick. To be honest, I was kind of worried. Either some of them might be uncomfortable around you or the other way around. This is one of the few places where it's mostly not humans, you know? So I thought having one around might be kind of weird for them. But thankfully, it looks like that won't be a problem. So how's your job been treating you? Not too hard keeping the stables clean, is it? Centaurs can get kind of wild in the spring, you know? Mating season tends to do that to most demi-humans. Good. I don't want you to have to work too hard. Did you check on the cows and bulls for me like I asked you to? Good. Is Hannah doing okay? Good, good. I know it was just a cold, but you can never be too sure anymore. She's such a petite little thing, I end up worrying about her. Well, I guess everyone looks a little small to me. Kind of happens when you're 7 feet tall. But even compared to you, she still looks small. It's hard to believe she's been an adult for a few years already. Anyway, that was my main concern. Is there anything else to report on? Oh, is that right? Nia's expecting now? I was wondering why she was hanging around with Jack so much. I bet they make a bit of an odd couple, but I think they can make it work. Don't you think it looks funny, too? Oh, she's a good foot taller than them, even though they're both holsters. I could see if she was part Minotaur, but nah, she's all holster. And she has the chest to prove it, too. Oh, God only knows how much bigger they'll get while she's pregnant. She already makes too much milk. Boys always want a taste. Upset? No, I'm not upset. Not at all. I'm not jealous either, if that's what you think. I don't need cow tits like hers to be happy. Sorry, I shouldn't say something like that. Just, look, did you ever wonder why I run the farm instead of just selling it to someone else and just living the easy life, exchanging my milk for a place to stay? Well, it's because I don't have any milk. Why do you look so surprised? Did you really think I could make milk when my chest is almost completely flat? Look, I don't think I ever told you, but my mother's a Minotaur. Minotaurs are like humans when it comes to milk. They only lactate when they're pregnant or just gave birth. While the Holstar girls need to be milked every day, here I am with nothing. I thought I'd have at least a little bit since my father was a Holster, but I guess half just isn't enough. I guess if I was really worried about it, I could just try to get pregnant. Oh, can you imagine it? Me, a mother? Knowing my luck, my belly would probably change a lot more than my tits. But at least it might be a little bigger. Then you finally have milk. I can finally feel like a Holster. I don't know. It might look weird with someone as tall as... Hey, are you blushing? No, don't worry. I'm not mad or anything. I just didn't expect it is all. I mean... All I did was talk about what it might be like to get pregnant. Were you imagining it too? Oh, and you're the one who did it to me. I'll bet you were. No, it's too late to deny it. You look way too interested when I said that. Oh, besides, I've had something I wanted to admit to you for a bit now. Okay, so maybe I like having you around more than I should. I didn't say anything because I thought it wouldn't be right. I'm your boss, you're my employee. I felt like you would only agree because you thought you'd get fired if you said no. But now I'm pretty sure you feel the same way about me. Or maybe you just want to see me pregnant. You know what? Either one's fine with me. Because if having a baby is what it takes to finally get in touch with my Holster side, it's what I'm going to do. Well, I doubt it would take much convincing to get you to come inside me anyway. Am I right? But I should ask just to make sure. Would you want to do it? Would you want to knock up your boss and make her a mommy? I'd make sure everyone on the farm knew it was yours, too. I just know they'd ask about why these beautiful abs of mine are starting to disappear. I look more motherly every month as my abs just start getting hidden by our child growing in my womb. Get more obvious till it just can't be ignored. I don't just want milking a child, no. I want you. So, will you be my mate? Do you want to be the one to impregnate me? Seriously? You're sure, right? I thought you'd say you want some time to think about it or something. I mean, I've had plenty of time to think about being with you, though. The way you're going above and beyond the call of duty while you're working here makes me feel like you really care about the demi-humans that live here. The way you listen to their problems and do your best to help them out or let me know about it really shows me just how kind and helpful you are. Tells me you'd be a good daddy, too. There's a reason I usually want to talk to you after your shift. I really wanted to know more about you and how you felt about demi-humans. But, well, it's obvious it's not a problem for you if I can get you flustered that easily. Anyway, I really thought this would just feel like it came out of nowhere for you, so I thought I should at least explain myself. But if you're sure, just hold still. What? I thought it'd be less awkward to pick you up and bending down to kiss you. Besides, carrying you keeps me in shape. And stop squirming so I can hold you properly. Can't rest your legs on my arm if you're moving them. And there we go. Was that so hard? And don't forget, you're my mate now. So I expect you to be cooperative. You calm down now? Good boy. Let's go somewhere nicer, okay? My house isn't too far from here, but maybe we can get each other warmed up here in the barn. Here, let me unbuckle one of these overall straps for you. Ta-da! One nice thing about my body is I don't need to bother with a bra. Maybe that'll change in a few months, huh? Come on, I know you want to give him a suckle. Oh, that's it. Suck my nipples just like that. Well, someone's eager. And here I thought you'd have trouble keeping it in your mouth. It's flattering, really. Oh, this will be good practice for both of us. Oh, I've never had someone suckle so greedily before. I guess boys never really outgrow their love of boobs. Even ones like mine. If I didn't know better, I think you're actually trying to get milk from him. Oh, wait. Oh, that's different. I think I felt something. Keep suckling, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, did I always feel this good? Oh, I should have tried this ages ago. Okay. Okay, stop. Stop for a sec. Open your mouth. Well, unless you were playing with one of the bulls. I think I finally got some milk going. It's kind of wild watching it dribble from your mouth, actually. I can't stand the thought of you being with anyone else either. Not when you finally agreed to be my mate. Anyway, I can't believe this is happening. Real milk, and it's my milk. Here, let me taste. Not bad at all. I knew you were the perfect mate for me. I guess all I needed was some encouragement. But don't think that means you're not breeding me tonight. I still want more milk than this. And now I want your baby more than ever. Finally. God, you have no idea how long I've wanted to have you in my room. How much I've wanted to push you down on my bed and have my way with you whenever I was in heat. Oh, now you're mine. But We don't need to rush into things. We have all night, after all. As much as I want to keep holding you and never let go, I'll have to put you down if we're going to make this official. Just try to stay still, okay? I'm not putting you on the bed just yet. There you go. Up on your feet again. Oh, see, carrying you wasn't so hard. I know it looks like a long way down, but there's no way I'd do something if I thought I might get hurt. I care about you too much to do that. Now get on your knees for me. Just watch for now. Good boy. I want you to see all of me now that I don't have nothing to hide from you. Oh, I look just like a short minotaur, don't I? My little tits, my long hoof legs covered in soft fur, my long tail and big horns, and this muscular body I owe from working here so long. All of it's yours now. I hope you know it means that your body is mine, too. Mine to strip naked and caress. Mine to use. Now let's get this shirt off you. Now open your mouth for me, my perfect human mate. Oh, no, don't worry. It'll work. I just need to crouch down a bit. Oh, that's it, my mate. I know I'm already so wet for you, but I just need to mark you. Oh, I need to put my scent on you so everyone here knows you're mine. Oh, none of the girls or boys are going to mess with you when they can smell me on you. I need your face like my juices before you can fuck me. Everyone will know you're mine. No one's even going to think about messing with the boss's mate. Not even the other minotaurs. Oh, that's it. Oh, kiss my thighs too. Show me how much you adore me. Oh, don't forget about my clit. Oh, fuck. You look so cute down there. You'll be like this pretty often in the future. I hope you're okay with that. But I think I already know your answer. Oh, you're just fucking worshiping my pussy as you bury your face into it. Oh, so desperate to be marked as my mate. That's it, baby. Swallow it if there's too much for you. Lick it all up. Drink my juices like a good boy. Oh, you're just way too fucking cute to be shared with anyone. Use your tongue a little more. What? Oh, you don't know how long I've waited to see you on your knees like this. How much I've wanted to grab onto your hair like this. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't think you'd be like, you know, you'd like me being this aggressive. But judging from that bulge you have going on down there, you really like being pushed around. Now be a good boy for me. And keep doing that. I want to make sure everyone knows you belong to me. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, little circles just like that. Well, oh. I think that's enough. Take off your pants. Get on the bed already. Show me just how much my human mate wants to breed me. That's right. You're taking over now. I need to rest my legs after squatting like that. And doesn't missionary just feel right for our first time together? That's a good boy. I think part of the fun of being together is going to be figuring out what positions work for us. It's going to be a lot different from being with a human your size, isn't it? Well, at least you're tall enough to suck on my nipples while you fuck me. Look. You got me so excited, there's more milk. Don't let it go to waste, all right? Might be easier if I spread my legs, huh? Oh, see, it'll work perfectly. Now, come on. I want to feel my lover inside me. So much. So much. Oh, yeah. Drink my milk. soft until the baby's born. Oh, can you imagine what my tits are gonna look like? I don't even care if they're still small. They'll be full of milk because of you. And that's all that matters right now. I'm so fucking happy you're mine now. Oh, my mate. Never leave my side on the farm. The two of us together forever. Whatever you do, don't pull out. I want you deep inside when you blow your load. That's an order. It's both your boss and your mate. Oh, I better put these long legs you load so much around you just to make sure you're not pulling out. That's an order. Oh, fill me up, my love. Come deep in my womb. Get me pregnant so we can be a family. Fuck, you're really doing it. You're actually coming inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so right. Like I'm becoming a mother. Thank you for everything, for being such a good worker, and for agreeing to be my mate. I'm sorry if I scared you at the end, getting so possessive like that. I've just wanted this for so long. It feels like a dream, and I'm afraid it'll end. So please, don't be afraid. I said I'll never want to hurt you, and I mean it. Hope you can promise to do the same. Mm-hmm. Promise me I'm the only one for you. Good. That's all I needed to hear. I just got a little overexcited, is all. Let's cuddle while we calm down. I know. I had you kind of tight when I came. Sometimes I forget just how strong I am. Especially since the thought of losing makes me just so weak and powerless. Don't worry. I'll trust you to be faithful as a mate and as a husband. I just need some time to get used to having my dream come true. Could you stay inside just a little longer? I like having you this close to me. Like a cute little teddy bear. Thanks. I love you, my wonderful mate. I promise never to leave. Mm-hmm.